Chris, a 1-1 draw for Biggleswade. Point gained, two dropped. What's your view?
At half time, I'd have probably said two dropped. I felt their keeper pulled off some great saves for Gosport first half, in particular one from a header, which was as good a save as I've seen for a long time. And I felt Gosport didn't really create anything at all first half. I didn't really feel there was any shots at goal coming in. But we did feel, I always felt during the game, that there was goals for both teams. I felt that Gosport were going to gamble more, because I felt today was probably one of the games I had marked as a probable like a target of game to win. And then it was a great strike for the goal. I don't even think a normal keeper would have saved it anyway, if I'm being honest. But full credit to my boys, because then we've had to dig in. We've thrown another striker on, and I felt we deserved something from the game. I think it would have been harsh if we hadn't got anything. But, you know, we also knew that, I said at half-time, if Gosport score, they will be squeaky bum time. So I always felt, even though they scored, I knew we'd get another chance. But it was a good game, actually. It was a good game. I thought, for a neutral, there were some good chances. I thought second half, I thought we had the better the first half, but I thought second half was probably more even. So probably just about a fair result, I think.
Do you think Gosport will feel hard done by, because you've got Craig Daniel in goal, who is not actually a goalkeeper, although you wouldn't have learned that on today's performance? He was outstanding.
Yeah, listen, Craig is he's a lad. He's been with me for 7 years. He's a club captain. He's actually got a bit of an injury, which is why we played him in goal, because his knees caused him a problem. So again, he did what he had to do, and he did very well. So I'm delighted for him, because it could have been really easy just to have, you know, sort of, well, thrown one in, if you like, but he didn't. You know, he done well for the team.
How do you keep your team motivated? Because you're not going to go up, you're not going to go down. How do you keep your team motivated?
Well, I think the key thing is it's a question of enjoying it. You know, the important thing about non-league football is about enjoying it. And when you come to places like this, you meet new people, you just try and make sure that win, lose or draw, you go home and you've got a smile on your face. You know, it's, life gets put into perspective almost on a daily basis. You're reading about Ray Wilkins, you know, what happened today. So you've got to enjoy life. So we make sure that, you know, the boys have still got a job to do. They've got to be professional. And we want to win every game that we play. You know, and we feel like this year has been a real tough year for us. We lost a lot of players from last year, finishing seventh. But that's the nature of the beast. There's no point sulking about it. So we want to enjoy it. And that's why I do the job myself.
Gosport are going to be wanting you guys to do a favour in your next game. You've got a smile on your face. Dunstable Town, it is going to be a relegation fight between them and Gosport. Are you looking to do Gosport a favour, or is it a case of just going to enjoy the game?
Yeah, listen, we're going to do ourselves a favour, hopefully, because we want to try and win. But no, listen, my personal view, based upon what I saw today, I think Gosport will be okay. I think you can see that they've brought in some experienced players from where they were probably 5 weeks ago. I'd say you can see that they're a very different team, and I can see them picking up points, without a doubt.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for speaking to us. Safe journey home, and enjoy the rest of the season.
No problem. Thank you.